This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Four children, ages 10 to 14, packed fishing rods in their parents' SUV, left a note, and then drove more than 600 miles down the Australian East Coast before they were stopped by police the next day.
What'd the note say, I wonder?
Gone fishing?
Right?
I would think that's what you would, the old school notes would say. Wow. Even when the police caught him the next day, they locked their doors. They refused to get out of the SUV. An officer eventually used a baton to break a window so that basically he could get in because the parents, they reported the SUV stolen.
It looks like the note just said that they were leaving. So I don't know if it was like a we're running away type of a leaving.
Oh.
And the fish, of course, then you would pack fishing rods so you can continue to eat and survive.
Wow, okay. Boy, how bad is that when all four of your kids run away? I mean, you know, look, we back in the day, everybody, like even you, Steve, you pack a bag and I'm going to run away now. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, but that, I mean, all four of you say, I'm out.
See, I threatened that once and my dad helped me pack and said, all right, if you want to move, if you want to run away, let me help you pack. And then it was just a moment of panic. Like, no, I was not expecting this to end that way. I thought you guys were going to be like, no, please stay. We love you so much. You know, it was like a cry for attention.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then when your father's calling you on your bluff and then it's just like, this is not working the way I planned. I really don't want to run away. I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't want to do this. Dude, no, we got plans for your room. It's over. Peace.
It says the three boys and one girl who were in the car are not siblings.
Oh.
So this is like a team effort.
Oh, okay. So they took somebody. So there's one of them took one of their parents and then all. So they were neighbor. Okay. Wow. And a 14-year-old boy, two 13-year-old boys, and a 10-year-old girl. And they're also suspected of failing to pay for gasoline at stations in two towns and engaged in a short pursuit with police at one point. They are all going to be charged.
Damn. Wow. Yeah, they said that most likely they took turns driving during the trip because it could take about 10 hours to go where they went.
Damn, dude. These kids are hardcore.
It's all that dang GTA.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Those video games.
How about they're stealing gas along the way?
So it must
be. Gas ain't cheap.
Yeah, it must be one of those places where you can just start pumping the gas without having to pay for it.
Like the old days around here.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Fill her up.
Wow. That's pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Wow. And then if you're the parents, how do you feel? I mean, really, all you know, then, so this, you know, I don't know how many families the kids came from, multiple, but then you're all just, you realize, God, we are horrible parents. Our kids just basically stole a car and took off, and here we are, the parents.
I don't know. Are they horrible parents? Because we did stupid stuff when we were kids, and I don't blame my mom and dad for the stupidity. It was either my bad idea or a buddy's bad idea.
See, I feel like that, well, I mean, you've never done something like that, though.
No.
That's pretty epic. I mean, would you ever think of stealing
stole cars.
They did do that.
And their parents were awesome.
Wow.
It was just, they loved the thrill of it.
Damn, dude, I wouldn't tolerate it. I wouldn't love my kid anymore at that point. If my kids did that, there would be like that. It would be over.
They were dumb and they were teens, and they've gone on to actually be pretty awesome individuals, and they have great relationships with their family. I just think sometimes I don't know why, but there's just like something inside someone's head that maybe it is GTA. Maybe Rev's right. I don't know. Like there's just that thrill of, oh my gosh, I just took something that's not mine, or I have an opportunity to drive a car and I didn't have that opportunity ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, joyriding, I suppose it's a thing. Yeah, I would take it personally as a parent. I would.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get that you wouldn't blame me, but I would be like, God, I suck as a parent, because that's the first thing you go, look, I know you want to do stupid things, but something of that level you just don't do.
Right.
I feel like I should have been able to instill that in my kids, and that's why I'd feel bad if they did it anyway.
You think you would know? They would know better.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, God, man, really?
What was the dumbest thing you did? It's like you're looking back. If like your parents were still around, you ask them, what is the dumbest thing that you did as a kid?
Oh, man.
What do you think they would say?
That, you know what? The dumbest thing, I think, yeah, flushing my dad's eye down the toilet.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah. Because awesome. Those are expensive.
Those are words. You don't expect to hear those words come out of your mouth, okay?
Yeah, you really don't.
I mean, always forget that story. Every time you say it, it makes me really happy.
I know.
Not because you did it, but because you did it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, it's so messed up, and it's hilarious.
It is so messed up. My dad had a glass eye, and he had multiple glass eyes, and I was just, I was pissed at him one day and said, this is gone.
Yep.
You know, and then they couldn't ever find it.
He didn't see it coming.
Yeah,
that's why I love it.
And it was the dumbest thing. I mean, I don't know if he ever knew that I did do it. But that would be the one thing. I never did admit it to him, you know. Uh-huh. So he passed away because I just felt, as I got older, I thought that was a horrible thing to do. I cannot let him know his son did this.
Yeah,
you know, even out of anger, nobody deserves to have their eye flushed down the toilet. They just don't. I'm not proud of it.
I mean, obviously, the one with the urinating in the suit of armor.
That makes me happy.
That's number one.
Hey, that was number one.
That was number one. Truly was. Yeah. I think my parents almost appreciated when my brother and I were not getting along, because together we were trouble. You know, my brother had really awful ideas, and then he had his little brother that was just so happy that I was on board with these things that I would egg it on.
Yeah.
Because like, if he wasn't beating me up, then I'm okay with whatever he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, I'm not the victim. Okay, then let's do this.
So the one time where it was like, he's like, I'm going to take the car. You know those cars where you peel them back and then the wheels move?
Oh, yeah. I love those cars.
So they're going to peel it back and I'm going to put it on dad's head because he's bald. That'd be funny. And he's asleep. They'll wake him up that way. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Never once did we think that the wheels would start spinning and pull whatever hair my dad did have on his head, because he was rocking that comb over type thing.
Oh,
not
no.
Like a massive comb over, but a comb over nonetheless.
Enough, though, that he could feel it.
And so they put the thing on my dad's head, and the wheel starts spinning, and sure as ass just started spinning and pulling and pulling and pulling his hair.
Oh.
And then he wakes up to that.
Oh.
And there's these two stupid kids laughing and giggling.
Oh.
As this car is now stuck to his head.
Oh.
And what little hair he had left, he had to cut off because you couldn't. It was just too tangled up.
Oh, no.
Wow, dude.
Boy, oh, boy, did we get in trouble for that. That's probably the dumbest thing collectively we did.
Oh, you're poor.
We did a lot of other things. Memory doesn't, I can't think of it, but that's the first thing I remember.
That's the one that's a beating, especially when a man's hair is gone and you take what's left of it with that move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, I remember, then it was just, go upstairs, I'm coming up in a second.
Oh, boy.
It was basically, let me go upstairs so your mom is not witness to this belt beating that we're about to get.
Yeah.
And like, I remember thinking it was smart, like sneaking books in my pants.
Yeah.
Like, this will pad my ass.
My dad did that, but he wore 20 pairs of pants and underwear.
That's way smarter than what I did, because I had a book, the imprint, like, what you can see is a book in my butt.
I mean, my grandma figured it out when nothing happened.
On
so
my
she,
butt.
She ended up telling him to pull each layer off individually, and she kept spanking him for each layer.
Oh.
Like, take a layer off, spanking. Take a layer off, spanking.
That's why you got to be a good actor. You really got to make it look like
a
murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. You can't sit there and go, ha ha, your slaps do nothing to me.
I'm a strong man now.
Yeah.
What about you, Vicky? If we had your parents in here, what would they say is the dumbest thing you did?
The only one I can think of right now is the time I decided to play with the fire extinguisher in his garage and end up spraying the foam everywhere in his garage.
And if you know something, look, as far as a father goes, I mean, I don't know, it's stereotypical for me, but you know what? The daughter always gets away with a lot more.
Never got away.
You mean he was mad at you? Because I mean,
yes, I got my ass whooped just as much as my dad or my brother did.
Yeah,
equal, and I think I turned out pretty okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't super physical with the kids, but I don't think, you know, Sarah did get off easier. You know, we would have screaming matches, but yep. I feel like I still was harder on Joe because, you know, which is why now I tell Joe I love you the best, and Sarah will never get anything in life. You know, I have to even this out.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, I really have to even it out. Yeah.
All right, Danny, your mom's here in studio. We're asking her the dumbest thing that you did.
The time that I almost burned down my grandma's house.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Were you trying to make pizza?
No, pyro bug there. Oh, no, that's totally what it was. Me and my cousin were just really obsessed with fire, so we stole some matches from my grandpa's fireplace thing. And we're like, oh, let's go outside. There was just a bunch of, like, area, like a land, and there was a bunch of dry weeds. And we're like, oh, let's see if we could burn these weeds, because they burn really fast. Yeah, well, we did it right next to my grandma's house. And I remember my mom looking out the window, and there's just these, like, 3-foot flames. And she comes running out and is like, step on those right now. So that's what we did, and it went away. But we got grounded for quite some time.
Yeah. I don't think anyone wants to see their kids playing with fire.
Oh, it was bad.
And that is a thing that, like, a lot of kids love.
Did you guys all do it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I still do it.
Oh, yeah. I burned a lamp. I burned an entire lampshade.
If you had a book of matches, we were like, what can we use this on?
Right. Oh. Yeah, and you just start lighting them.
And then you start getting nervous when you get down to that last match. You're like, what are we going to do? We got only one more left.
We got to do something big with this one.
Right.
And I mean, your parents, are one of them was smokers, right?
My mom.
Both of mine were smokers. And so they were lighters and everything everywhere. I mean, the fire was just right there at your fingertips. And so, yeah, I was burning everything. I mean, oh, it was bad.
We used to burn stuff in my neighbor's backyard, and her dad was the fire marshal of Lake Stevens.
There we go.
The irony was pretty awesome.
And now the fluorocarbon cans, and once you discovered you can make, you know, these little blow torches.
I forgot about that.
We would do that quite a bit with hairspray.
That's why the lampshade was no longer in existence in the house. And then my brother basically, he just looked at me, what are you doing? And he had to save the day because it would have spread everywhere.
And yeah, we were cured of that when a friend of mine actually, the flames got sucked back into the can and it blew up. Fortunately, it didn't blow up his hands or anything like that. But it was one of those things where he saw it go back in through and it exploded.
Oh, that's... Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, Rev, what about you?
I would probably have to say when I tried to use the roof of, I think, a VW bug as a trampoline.
Wow.
He was
36 at the time.
Did it bend?
It buckled. I was a fat baby.
Fat baby.
One that got me in trouble, my buddy and I in trouble. So it was two sets of parents that lost their minds on us. My buddy Chris and I, we grew up and we would do a lot of stupid things together. We got our hands on boxing gloves somehow. And so we decided to set up a whole boxing. We were going to start a boxing league in my backyard.
Oh, boy.
And so this is like fresh off of seeing like Rocky 3 or Rocky 4.
You had your own little fight club.
Right. So him and I, we got the boxing gloves on. And so we're like, okay, let's start. Let's do this. And we proceeded to beat the snot out of each other. Just punching each other until we're both bloody because we wanted to look like we're Rocky. So nose, just faces all just swollen. Like we're just... And my mom comes out, and his mom, they just were out inside the whole time. And they looked at us like, what kind of demon children did we create? Because we're laughing, and we're like, this is awesome. It's like Rocky.
Oh, God.
Those boxing gloves went in the trash that day.
Oh, that's so funny. See, this is...
Ruining our chances of having a fighting league.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is why movies, they go, hey, we have to have these laws and these disclaimers.
Yeah, all the disclaimers.
I mean, seriously, because there's you. I would never have started a fighting league where I would have beat the living daylights out of anybody because I saw Rocky.
It was fun.
See, you know.
Steve, if you were a kid in the 90s, you totally would have done the backyard wrestling stuff.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I'd be that superhuman kid. I don't know if you see him on Facebook.
No.
He's basically like this kid. I don't even know how old he is. He'll just set up a bunch of barbed wire on a table, and he'll just start saying, this is for all the juggalos, F this S, and then he jumps on it, and he just gets hurt.
Oh, damn. No.
Or he'll drop an elbow on a microwave or something. Look him up on Facebook. His stuff is ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah. It's funny, because it's just so awkward how he does it.
Jeez.
That would be me for sure.
That would be you, no doubt about it. We got a woman whose car was stolen, and then the steps that she took to get her car back, unbelievable, because it involved her stalking this criminal for 2 days. You're going to hear from her at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, I'll tell you right now, we got vigilantes. People are watching a lot of superhero movies, and they've just decided, I'm doing this myself.
Okay.
A Missouri woman whose car was stolen while she was picking up her daughter decided, you know what? I will do the detective work. And she stole her vehicle back.
Atta girl.
Love this.
Sometimes you can't wait for the law. So
yeah.
You take the law in your own hands.
Danielle from Kansas City, she is our new master detective. She was only out of her SUV for a few short moments when someone jumped in and sped off. So she left it running, obviously. She filed a police report but kept an eye on the purchases appearing on her credit cards and debit cards, which had been in the wallet that she left inside the vehicle. And she also looked at the activity on the phone that was also inside. Danielle visited a gas station where her cards were used about 48 hours after the theft, and the clerk was offering a helpful clue. The woman in the vehicle had mentioned they were going to Applebee's. How cool is that?
What are the odds?
Yeah, so the clerk's like, oh, yeah, no, I heard him talking. They're going to go to Applebee's. So then she snuck out to the parking lot of, she went to the Applebee's, and she sat at a table, and she waited there until she saw three women walk in, one of whom was holding her wallet and keys. So then she snuck out to the parking lot and stole her car back while alerting authorities.
Talk about the adrenaline rush.
Whoa.
Did she have like an extra set of keys?
Of course she did, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, she's a badass and knows how to hotwire the car.
Hot chick.
Is that her right there?
Yes. Because then she live streamed as soon as she stole the car back, quote unquote stole, she did a Facebook Live of her driving off with her own car. I bet her adrenaline was through the roof.
Oh, dude, yeah, she's like a superstar. And
she's a badass babe right there.
She is. She also looks, yeah, okay. I think they should put her on the news more often.
That's all. Fair enough.
Here's Danielle talking to a local news station.
I got out of the car for 2 seconds to grab my daughter, turned around, and my car was gone. We stalked this lady, literally, for 48 hours.
An attendant at a gas station told Reno the car thieves said they were headed to Applebee's. Reno decided it was time for dinner, too.
Got our waters, and she walked in the door, and I about had a heart attack.
She has my wallet in her hand and my keys in her hand.
Oh, my God. So, before I call the cops, I wanted to show you guys what I just found. By doing our own stalking at Applebee's, and my heart's racing.
Look at the back seat.
Beer in my car seat. There's stuff in the car seat. There's stuff on the seats. It's just gross.
Yeah. Good for her, though. And she's got a great name to be a detective, Danielle Reno.
Yes.
Why? Reno, that's awesome.
911.
Yeah.
I love all the people that are commenting, like, you're amazing, you're my hero, this is awesome, this is amazing, you're so badass. Don't screw with an animal rescuer, we will find you. Amazing. I guess she's an animal rescuer.
That's fantastic.
She's now an SUV rescuer.
You can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. That is, I wouldn't even think of doing that. I mean, as crazy as I am, I think, I don't know who I'd be messing with, but she's just like, no, I'm getting my SUV back.
So did she not, I would imagine from the story, it sounds like she didn't cancel any of her cards so she could keep tabs on where these crooks were going.
How amazing is that? Yeah, because, a lot of credit cards, you can see where all
your
purchases.
Shut it down, yeah.
And you can see your purchases anyway, so she's like, well, boom.
Man, just imagine being in that Applebee's and they walk in and the adrenaline that's going through your body, like, do you confront them or do you just go and grab the car?
Wow, man, dude, that's that. Yeah,
do you order chicken wings before you do any of this?
Well, of course you do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course you do. That's that
good call.
I'm just how crooks basically outing themselves because they're having a conversation about where they're going with the attendant, and that's how she was able to know they were going to be the Applebee's. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love that story.
That's why when you're a criminal, you don't let cashiers know where you're going to get dinner.
You don't tell them anything. You gotta keep it quiet.
That's amazing. What a cool story.
And they've stayed.
And thankfully, she's okay.
And they stayed in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'd be like, I feel like you steal somebody's car. You gotta get the hell out of there and not in a place where a woman can find you.
I would like to know what their end result was. Like, I mean, obviously they went to get some beer.
Yeah.
But like, what were you going to do with this car? Did you not think at some point somebody's going to try and track down this car? Like, you're still driving it 2 days later?
That's a really good point, Steve. Yeah, you would think at some point that somebody would be on the lookout for that car. Turns out they didn't know it would be the owner. Unless, you know, unless crooks know that cops are so overwhelmed that they just don't have time for some of these petty crimes, which would be car theft. You know, like they got other stuff going on, and they maybe crooks are just wise to the fact that we're overwhelmed.
They might just know, like, oh, it's going to take a few days before they even this registers.
Wow.
Still.
That's amazing. But I don't think it's amazing as this, Steve.
What's
we
that?
Got a world record holder, a Guinness World Record holder. Yes, Jimmy has really shown us what training and perseverance can do, as good old Jimmy set a Guinness World Record for sitting on a toilet for 116 consecutive hours.
Ooh,
Jimmy!
This is something I can do.
Beat the Rev's previous record of 112 hours.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wasn't even a real toilet. It was actually just something they had sitting in the middle of a bar. I guess a bar does a challenge where you have to sit on a toilet. I
mean, but would they let you just sit there even when they shut down?
This is so bizarre. The biggest challenge is you can't sleep. He was allowed to get up for 5 minutes every hour or stretch. Ironically, he gets to go relieve himself in a real toilet.
This sounds like something that someone would challenge somebody at a bar and be like, oh, I would totally do that. And it's like, but I just don't have a toilet around. And someone's like, oh, I've got one. And then they just bring it in and have them sit on it.
Okay. There you go.
There it is. It's like 5 days on a toilet.
Okay.
Apparently, it sounds like a promotion that they put the toilet there. It's not like it's there all the time.
Oh, damn.
Because there's a couple and there's like a little banner.
Yeah.
There's a whole setup there. Because that would be really awkward if there's just two toilets. Because there's two of them, I guess, if someone else wanted to try and do it with him.
Yeah. Are they trying to, is this toilet company trying to promote that our toilets are so comfortable you can sit on them for 5 days? I mean, what if a very bizarre promotion?
Or is the bar just trying to get new customers saying, hey, sit on the toilet, because he's eating his food on the toilet.
Oh, well, that's some people do that anyway.
That's weird, man.
I won't even do that.
You won't even do that?
I will not eat food while being on a toilet.
It's
no.
Like that time when we worked at the old building and I went to use the bathroom and I look, you know, on the toilet roll dispenser, there's like a little flat top and there was a sandwich on top.
Yeah.
See, that's different.
It was in a container, Vicky.
Oh, so exactly. Yeah.
I was thinking like a wrap sandwich, almost like a burrito just sitting there. It's like, oh.
No, like a to-go box kind of, like one of those small ones, but with a sandwich in it. And it turned out it was Thrills.
I'm not
which
surprised.
Means it's like, so it makes you wonder, like, so is Thrill eating on the toilet?
I posted it on Twitter, and then it was just like, all of a sudden I saw that like BuzzFeed picked up on it, and they wrote me, they're like, hey, what's going on?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so he set the record. That's a Guinness World Record, 116 hours sitting on the toilet. Didn't know that Guinness even would take that kind of a record.
Yeah. They'll take anything.
Yeah, they'll take anything.
I mean, at this point.
I guess if your name is Guinness, someone says, here's a record, they're like, oh, okay.
I don't know if I could do that, even with the little breaks here and there. Like, because you know, your body goes numb.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the video where he was banging his legs because, no, you're right, they do go numb. I mean, mine go numb just after maybe like 15 minutes on the toilet. I mean,
what
I do.
What are you doing on the toilet for 15
fiber,
minutes,
dude.
Man? Come on.
Well, you know, I do work.
I know that, but you can stop, take a pause, get off the toilet, and finish your work.
Oh, yeah, I'm too lazy for that.
So you just sit for 15 minutes.
Well, I get lost in the sauce sometimes. I mean, I'm looking at
I don't know if you want to use that term.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's not the right term. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll watch a video or whatever. I'll be, you know, and, you know, I grew up, that was my dad's private time, and he would spend a lot of time in the bathroom, too.
My dad as well. We would lose him. He would come home from work, and then we'd lose him for about 45 minutes.
So 15 minutes is not long compared to that's what my dad would be there for like an hour.
No, I thought that was weird of my dad as well. Look, I'm on there for maybe, I mean, I'm on there. My wife gives me a tough time because I'm on there probably longer than I need to be, but it's still not anywhere near. It like was 5 minutes even.
See, I grew up in a house where that was the only place you could get solitude because we, you know, I slept in the same room as my brother. My sisters had their room, and then there was my dad and my mom in their room, and then we had a little living room and a little kitchen, and that was our house.
Yeah.
So if you wanted peace and quiet, you really couldn't go anywhere but the toilet, and we only had the one bathroom. So
did you have one of those cushy toilets at least?
Later down the road, no. Earlier in the career, no, we didn't. But you know, then my dad. See, I knew it was like that was the one purchase that he got for Christmas. Like it was like, and he was so happy about it. And I go, "What's the big deal? I don't get it." And I go, "Oh, because you're in there for a week."
I don't see those anymore. Like those used to be the thing.
There's good reason because after a lot of use, they start to crack and they start pinching your legs and your butt cheeks.
We need Tempur-Pedic toilet cushions.
There we go.
But with like a good cover, so they don't get soggy or gross.
Well, or like, you know, a sleep number. Yeah. That way you know which contour is best for your butt.
Your butt number?
A poop number.
Yeah, butt number.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, right, you know, Steve, everyone's different.
You work on that, buddy.
I'm not going to.
Oh, you're not going to do it?
No. I throw these ideas out there for
You give them away. You give away the brilliance.
I Googled Tempur-Pedic toilet seat cover, and the only search result came from a website called Hideas. The best ideas while you're high. So, Steve.
Glad to see I'm not the only one that thinks stupid.
Mm-hmm. Ideas.
Ideas.
I think, you know, Rev, if you check that site, probably everything that Steve's come up with is on there.
Are there any other?
Possibly.
Could you see if there's any examples of other stuff on there?
Ideas?
Other ideas? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Food Network shows for stoners. The Five Gum theme park. So you remember the Five Gum where they would put in the different flavors? And it would be like the cinnamon and the cool one.
Okay.
To actually do those.
A theme park for this.
Yeah.
That's a high idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of really terrible ideas this one.
I saw one. Marijuana officer. Instead of carrying on a gun everywhere, I got my lighter. Instead of going around arresting people for weed, I go around smoking with people. Instead of having a badge to show what I do, I got my eyes.
That's a high idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a definite high idea. I don't know, Steve. I like some of your ideas better.
Yeah, my ideas are way cooler.
They really are way cooler. We've got an action figure that just sold for over $100,000 at an auction last week.
Whoa.
It was a prototype of a Star Wars action figure. So the prototype, because it was a Boba Fett figure that never made it to the toy stores. So that prototype sold for over $100,000. It was put on display back in 79 at the New York Toy Fair, but it was never mass produced because it shot a little plastic rocket. So people thought, oh, this is a safety hazard.
Oh, I thought because it looks phallic.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Boba does kind of have that phallic look to him.
It's got not Boba, but his rocket does.
Oh, the rocket does.
Yeah. What do you think I thought?
Oh.
Pew-pew.
His head looks a little phallic.
It's like a red rocket right there.
I didn't see the rocket. I only saw the Boba.
I'll say he's smooth down there like Ken.
Well, I look at his head, though. His head looks like, you know.
Well, that's just his helmet.
Well, helmet, okay. I mean, I rest my case. But the rocket definitely looks phallic.
So somebody's going to drop $112,000?
Somebody already has. Yeah, somebody already has. Hakes Auctions of York, Pennsylvania claims the sale set a new world auction record for the purchase of a Star Wars toy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was a prototype. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, that's that no other one was made, and there are just huge Star Wars fans out there.
Wow.
Gosh. See, I don't feel so bad about that because it's not something I ever had.
Yeah.
When you throw away stuff and you go, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's trippy now. I'm looking at this Hakes Twitter page, and they have things posted that I had as a kid.
Oh.
And I don't know if I want to even look at.
Don't do it.
Oh, man. They have Storm Shadow, the G.I. Joe action figure.
Yeah.
Or this one, yeah, Cobra Ninja. I had this, and it winning bid was $1,500.
Oh, but I bet it has to be mint condition.
It's in mint condition. I mean, obviously, I was playing with mine.
Yeah, yours would have been
the action figure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were you playing with your rocket?
Mm-hmm.
Good job, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Damn. Sorry, buddy. That's a lot of stuff.
That's crazy.
Don't keep looking. You're only going to be disappointed.
Yeah. I know. I know, but there I am looking.
Yeah, you are. Oh, how much is Spidey going for? I see that Spider-Man comic.
The Spider-Man comic?
Oh, with the Fantastic Four. I remember that one.
Let's see.
How much is that going for?
You know, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
$12,000. Right. 10 people bid on it.
Oh, it was the first issue he was he was hanging out with them. Oh,
that's amazing.
Man, there's a Skeletor going for almost $600. I had all those He-Mans.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
I know, man. I know.
Oh, yeah, they got...
Oh,
I forgot about him. You remember He-Man, Rev?
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy with the iron fist?
The iron fist.
Do you remember what his name was?
Fisto.
Good old Fisto.
I had him.
And his horse, Stridor.
Fisto and Stridor.
Fisto? I think Fisto and Ram Man were a team.
Yeah, well,
or at least they better be.
You could really tell all they cared about was selling action figures. It's not that they really gave a lot of thought to these names.
Fisto! You know, like, we got this guy. He's got an iron fist. What do we want to call him? Fisto.
Yeah. There were some high ideas that probably came out of naming all these He-Man characters.
Right?
Well, that Fisto and Stridor just went for $1,400.
Damn.
No.
Yeah, you're right. That I remember the bee guy. And his name was Buzz Off.
Buzz Off.
That's right, he was.
Okay. Just brilliance in writing right there.
Well, Beast Man.
Yeah, they had the skunk guy who was Stinkor.
Yep. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just brilliance.
And then Mechaneck.
Oh, yeah, because he had the long neck.
Yep.
And the thing is, they're going to make a whole movie because of you guys loving this stuff, even though basically all they did was say, we're going to come up with stupid characters so you'll buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least with Star Wars, they actually made the movie first. They really wanted to make the movie before the characters.
No, he was just a giant commercial for us to buy his toys.
Yeah.
Good old Fisto.
Good old Fisto. Whatever happened to Fisto?
Well, he's on Hales, their auction. That's what happened to him.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, a.k.a. Fisto, got this one right.
Which 1984 fantasy movie had Falcor the Luck Dragon?
Never Ending Story.
Wow. Yes.
La 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 la.
Never Ending Story.
Okay. Yeah. We don't need that, guys. We really don't. The two of you. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to be playing Beat Migs at 8:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.